College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Rob from Pulse Buzz. Rob, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Rob has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hash browns and tater tots are made from what vegetable?
Potatoes.
Correct. When it comes to video resolution, what does HD stand for?
High definition.
Yes. How many times has Beyonce won a Grammy for Album of the Year?
Once.
Yes. The first Winter Olympic Games were held in what European country?
France.
Yes. What occurs when your body loses heat faster than it can produce it, leading to dangerously low temperature?
Hypothermia.
Yes. Rain, combat, and cowboy are all types of what?
Hat.
What small sea creature doesn't have a brain and can regenerate?
Starfish.
Yes. What do you typically garnish a Manhattan cocktail with?
An orange.
No.
Cherry.
Correct. California has the most natural lakes, but what state has the second most?
Minnesota.
No.
Alaska.
Correct. Pez candy was first introduced in what decade?
The 1940s.
No.
30s.
No.
20s.
Correct. Rain, combat, and cowboy are all types of what?
Boots.
Yes!
Woo!
Rob from Paul's Bow, you, my friend, got a perfect 10. Just by the buzzer.
That was very, very awesome.
That was.
Thank you.
Steve.
Oh, he just walked in here like he is ready for battle.
I am ready for war.
You better be ready for
war. Big
war. Because you should feel a lot of pressure.
Like
right
the
now.
Most.
The most ever.
Danny, like, are they effing with me?
No, you should feel some pressure.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Hash browns and tater tots are made from what vegetable?
Wow, no, sorry. Potatoes.
I wouldn't be surprised if you got that wrong, okay? When it comes to video resolution, what does HD stand for?
High definition.
You know it. How many times has Beyonce won a Grammy for Album of the Year?
Once.
Mm-hmm. The first Winter Olympic Games were held in what European country?
Greece.
No.
Oh. Italy?
No.
France.
Wow, yes. What occurs when your body loses heat faster than it can produce, leading to dangerously low body temperature?
Is that hypothermia?
Correct. Rain, combat, and cowboy are all types of what?
Boots.
You know it. What small sea creature doesn't have a brain but can regenerate?
Is that starfish?
What? Yes. What do you typically garnish a Manhattan cocktail with?
Mint?
No.
A cherry.
Correct. California has the most natural lakes, but what state has the second most?
Minnesota.
No.
Damn it. Florida?
No. Oh, Steve. Sad. You got 8 correct, which is usually a great score, but not compared to Rob's perfect 10, baby.
Man, why'd I try so hard?
I don't
know. Great job, Rob.
Thank you very much.
Maybe you shouldn't have made fun of potatoes for my first question, and you could have got to all of them.
I got the one wrong, so it doesn't even matter if I did get to all of them.
Oh, did you get 3 guesses?
I don't know.
Oh, well, it was Alaska. Oh,
I wouldn't have guessed that either. So,
probably not.
Yeah.
And Pez candy was first introduced in what decade?
60s?
Ooh, 50s. You're way off.
30s.
20s.
20s?
Mm-hmm. So you would have lost anyway.
And the shelf life of those, actually, if you bought them in the 20s, they're still delicious.
Forever. They last forever.
I'm not going to lie. I love a Pez.
You and me both.
Oh, Let's have a Pez day. Okay.
No.
Yes. Have you ever eaten so much food at a restaurant that someone calls you out for it?
Yeah, at the Pez restaurant, apparently.
Well, we want to hear from you, Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. What's something that you could eat way too much of in a single sitting? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. What is something that you can eat way too much of in one single sitting? And we ask because Danny, you were in Austin over the weekend, and a guy that you were with said that he's never seen someone consume so much of this specific food as you did.
I love the fact that he called you out on this.
I mean,
this is awesome.
To be fair, it was a lot of food. However, it was amazing to me that he said he's never seen anyone do this. So we went to Terry Black's Barbecue,
yeah.
Which... I don't know if you guys have ever been to Austin. This was the number one suggested thing that everyone told me. They're like, you're going to Austin, you got to go to Terry Black's.
Really?
Yeah, like every okay. single person.
Did it live up to the hype?
It was amazing.
Okay.
Huge line.
Do I need to stop being a plant-based weirdo when we go to Austin next summer?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Like, if you like any kind of meat, this is the place to go.
That's the time to go off the rails.
But yeah, and so my cousin was the first one that told me about it. He's like, you got to get the beef rib. And he's like, mostly it's for, like, shock value, but, like, you get the beef rib, and it's huge. It's just like you're eating meat off a bone. And he did not lie. It was a beef rib, and I don't know if you've ever seen it. It was probably like at least 12, probably 16 inches long.
Okay, what you're showing us is closer to 18 inches. If you think that's 12 inches.
It was, well, it's fair. Insane. And I start eating it, and he's like, you're going to eat all of that? And I was like, yeah. So I took a bite. Delicious, first off. But I had also got sausage on the side and mac and cheese as a side and green beans. And some pie. Mind you, I ate every single bite of my meal. And he just looks at me and is just like, are you kidding me?
I think you're a lot like me in the sense that, like, even if I'm full, if it tastes so good, I just like, I don't want any of it to go in the garbage. I want to enjoy every single bite of this meal.
It was so good.
206-803-ROCK. What is something that you can eat way too much of in a single sitting? Let's talk
tofu?
To Daniel and Lacey. What's that food for you?
Good morning. My food is shrimp. Oh man, I've devoured just so much of that stuff. It's not even funny.
When I was eating fish, I would go to like QFC or Albertsons and get like the cocktail platters. And I would just sit on my couch and eat it. Like, there's a reason why I was 285 pounds at one point. And I was just, that was a snack.
They're so good, though.
Oh, so good.
206-803-ROCK. Steve from Maltby, yours also involves shrimp. Tell us about your shrimp situation.
Yeah, it's Steve and... back in the scouting days, they used to call me garbage gut. So there's a history there. And then, I had a frying pan up camping in the woods, and I grabbed a bunch of black ants and fried them up there. Tasty. Tastes like bacon.
What?
And, yeah. Tasty, tasty little critters after you fry them up in bacon fat. And so, I'm down to Rio in Vegas, and... you know, they got the buffet.
Yeah.
So I had the buffet thing. In fact, I had the buffet thing where you buy it for the whole frickin' bunch of casinos. And I ate at like 8 casinos in one day one time. But
8 buffets?
But at the Rio, yeah. I picked and choose. I wouldn't eat all of it. But
I'm starting to understand the garbage gut nickname.
Yeah. And so, I never hit 300 yet, but not bad. Not close to it, but.
So what was the food that you
ate? I'm at the Rio, and I started eating and ate all the stuff, and then I went back and got shrimp, and then more shrimp. And then I think I probably went back and got shrimp about 5-6 times. I don't know.
That's crazy, man.
Juan from Tacoma.
You can just keep picking at him. Keep picking at him. What's one more shrimp? What's one more shrimp?
They go down so easy.
I know. It's been a cocktail sauce.
Juan from Tacoma, what's the food that you can eat way too much of in a sitting?
Chicken wings.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you like flats or drums better, or do you have a preference?
The chicken wings.
Just equal opportunity.
Dude, sushi would be my number one, but chicken wings would be my number two. So we get so bad. I remember one time going to like a lunch with our boss, and she's like, how many more rolls of sushi are you going to get? I'm like, how many more will the company allow me to get? Because it was like a corporate dinner kind of a lunch thing. And he's like, I think we might be good. Like, this is a lot.
Oh, yeah.
What is it for you? Is it sushi?
Oh, I mean, sushi, definitely. But, you know, everybody talking about shrimp and you talking about shrimp, I have definitely, like, powered through one of those shrimp platters before.
They're so freaking good.
And so easy to just keep going. Because they're just so small.
And you guys talk about the shrimp cocktails. Do you guys remember, like, back in the Sizzler days, you could go and you could do the popcorn shrimp, they did the endless popcorn shrimp? We did at least 10 plates of those.
The funny thing is that the popcorn shrimp, and I don't know why, it was just the shrimp cocktail. Those are the ones.
Oh, I'm getting hungry, you guys.
Like the prawn ones, like the giant ones, when you're like getting a little more fancy.
What time is lunch? We know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, you'll win tickets to see Nine Inch Nails at Climate Pledge Arena on August 12th. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Migs Show.
Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Palace Law. So please give us a call if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. You might recall earlier, we were talking about people getting busted for cheating.
Yes.
And if you ever caught somebody in the act.
We got some good calls.
Is it Kirsten or Kirsten?
Kirsten
from Olympia. Tell us about who you busted.
Oh, long ago, I busted my ex-husband in bed. Now, she was tipped off. He was tipped.
Oh, you're cutting out on us for a second. We lost you for a second. So you busted your husband in bed.
Yes, long ago. And we're really good friends now, actually. But yes, it was a rough time and our marriage didn't make it. But we have a 30. I was pregnant at the time and it's just like another lifetime ago, you know.
Wait, you
the
were
best friend of the gal.
You were pregnant at the time and it was one of your friends?
The friend of the gal he was with is her best friend told me.
Oh,
yeah. And actually, the saddest part, though, my ex-husband did.
Oh, man. You're
34 years. But the gal who tipped her best friend, she was murdered by the Spokane series.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish your phone didn't stink as much as it does, because this sounds like such a fascinating story, but you keep cutting out on us.
Sorry, Kristen.
Maybe try calling back. Yeah, I don't know what was going on with that, but.
We had a pregnancy. We had a murder. This is a big story.
Right. And a terrible phone connection.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Also, earlier, we were talking about what food you just can't stop eating. You could just sit down at a table and just eat it. Mass consumption. So he said, like Steve, I could get down on some sushi. And Taryn, you know the Four Seasons Asian Buffet in Burlington. It has all-you-can-eat sushi, and I do that. And I also get some nori salad as well. You got to get your money's worth.
I know that place.
Whoa.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and Johnny is
I'm still shocked by that woman's call.
I know. We were talking about Steven Tyler earlier, and it sounds like you got to visit his house in Hawaii.
It was freaking awesome. Yeah, my buddy and I were there about 8 or 10 years ago. We're just cruising around Maui in this rental Jeep, and we go down this old road, and there's this big, huge, ornate gate. It's like this orangish, yellow gate. And I'm like, wow, that was cool. So we go down, we do some snorkeling, we come back, and the gate's open. So I just whip the Jeep in there, and these landscapers are like, who are these guys? So we got out.
Wait a second. Johnny, why would you think that's like an open invitation for you to just go up to somebody's property?
The gate's open. I mean, whatever. So we walk around the back. We walk out on the deck. We're overlooking the ocean. I'm like, wow, either somebody's going to shoot us or invite us. So we walk around. These landscapers are like, who are these people? So we walk out, and we get in the Jeep. We go down the road to this taco truck, and we're BSing with this guy, having some tacos and drinking some beers. And we go, yeah, we went in that house up there on the hill there with that gate. He goes, you know whose house that is? I'm like, no. He goes, that's Steven Tyler's house. We're like, right on.
So you're basically friends with Steven Tyler now.
Yeah, you see, you've been to his house.
Yeah, exactly. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I would never decide if I saw the gate to a gated home, be like, yeah, screw it. Let's drive up there.
Oh, no. It's way too risky. You never know what someone's going to do. 206-803-ROCK, back to the subject of cheating and getting busted. Nick from Arizona, you were accused of cheating, but what was the deal?
So I was up late night texting with my girlfriend, and my ex-wife was working with my son, our son, about a name project.
Okay.
And she asked me a question about where I got my son's name from, because his name's Alistair Anton. So I named him after Aleister Crowley and Anton LaVey. Anyways, I text that to my girlfriend, not realizing I didn't text it to my ex-wife. So my girlfriend like blew up through a fit. And I'm like, I was texting my ex-wife. What are you talking about? Well, this went on for 2 weeks until I realized she was the one cheating on me and not the other way around.
Oh, the old projection stuff.
Yeah. Right on, Nick.
That sucks.
206-803-ROCK, checking in with the Rockaholics and back to the subject of things that we can eat a lot of.
I like that we're going from cheating to eating
in
back
one
and forth.
Sitting. Solomon from Bellevue, what's the thing that you can eat a lot of?
That would be steak. I was at Vista Restaurant up at Snoqualmie Casino.
Oh.
And it was just me and my buddy. If you get a table-sized Caesar salad for two, it's a huge portion. So I had the salad. I had the baked potato. And I had my steak, which I like medium rare. He ordered a porterhouse rare, and it came medium rare. So they cooked a new one for him. And I said, well, hey, what are you going to do with that steak? They're like, we're throwing it away. I'm like, no, you're not.
So you ate that steak as well?
Yeah, so I had a 12 ounce of ribeye and a 22-ounce porterhouse.
Nice.
And then I also had cheesecake afterwards.
Yeah. Oh,
but you can't say no to their cheesecake. Their cheesecake is amazing. All the food at Vista Prime Steak and Seafood is one of the, like, that I still contend is like a true gem when it comes to steakhouses. Back when I was eating meat, like that was my favorite place to go get steak.
I have the meat sweats just thinking about it.
I have the cheesecake sweats.
Earlier we were talking about, once again, people getting busted for cheating. And a member of our show just might have been busted for cheating. Not in their relationship, though, but in some way, a little bit more serious because it involves our super sides competition against the men's room, Steve.
So from cheating to eating once again.
Find out what's going on at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday was a big day because we challenged the men's room to a Super Sides showdown, all in celebration of the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday.
And it's a little nerve-wracking, I ain't gonna lie, because I gotta go buy the ingredients because I'm making sliders. We each picked out of a hat and we have to put together a dish without looking at a recipe, a YouTube tutorial, or anything along those lines. You just gotta kind of do it with however you think it's gonna turn out.
You just wing it. You're doing sliders.
Mine's not that hard, though. I mean, luckily.
Pigs in a blanket, that's pretty easy, I think, too.
I have no idea how to make the blanket part.
Nope. Don't you just get like a crescent roll or something?
Okay, well, here we go.
I don't know.
I thought you'd have to get like some kind of like, I'm thinking about corn dogs.
Oh, well, I'm certainly not making it from scratch. So, Danny, you're doing jalapeno poppers. And Sarah, we're worried about you thinking you're on the verge of cheating because of the way that you're attempting to do your mac and cheese.
Okay, I don't think it's cheating, but I don't cook, can't cook. And my husband is the chef of the house and is very, very concerned.
Why is he concerned?
He's concerned, probably one, that I'm
going
to burn.
For our health?
We're going to die?
For your health, yes, but also for the house, too. Because last time I tried to boil water for him to make pasta, I didn't do it right. And there was gas coming out everywhere, I guess.
Well, it's because you were trying to boil oil. And so you realize
I don't know what I was doing. So my husband, I told him no recipes, no nothing. I can't do anything.
Right.
He decided, like the amazing man he is, that he last night would cook macaroni and cheese and just have me intensely watch.
No words were spoken.
No notes were taken.
That's no different than me watching a YouTube tutorial on mute.
Yeah, that's a good point. You can do
Thrill's
that too.
In the other room right now. Thrill's no. Disappointed in you.
Thrill, don't look at me like that.
This is ridiculous.
He just was like, well, I really would like some mac and cheese tonight, babe. So I'm going to make some mac and cheese for us. Why don't you sit there quietly and just watch me make it?
This is bullcrap.
Now, will I remember all the measurements and everything that he did? Probably not.
Sorry, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Hello, Thrill.
Let me get... Is Jorge going to make it so that you can watch him make it and then try to recreate it? Or is he just going to make it?
He made it last night.
Uh-huh.
And I watched and absorbed what he was doing. And
I don't believe you absorbed anything. I have no confidence in that statement at all.
And then,
you literally said you tried to boil water.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
And almost blew up the house.
You sure did.
That's ridiculous. It's this boiling water, man.
This is why he's concerned.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah. Toast and boiling water. To me, are like the basics, right? At least that.
I don't even think there's a YouTube tutorial on those things.
It's just boil water.
Nobody's going to watch this video.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I have no idea how long pasta takes. And by these rules, I can't even look at the pasta box to see how long to cook the pasta for.
We're going to eat hard mac and cheese.
Oh, God. Maybe.
Do you read instructions for Pop-Tarts?
Well,
or do you just put them in the
toast? Does she look like she reads anything?
Right, thank you.
No.
I just put them in.
Thank you, yes.
And then decide. But anyway, that's not cheating, right?
I think you should have to make it.
I'm going to make it. But I just watched him make perhaps the exact same thing I'm going to make.
Honestly, it's probably in our best interest.
It is.
Can he also make some so we could try his after we have your atrocity of
compare them?
Yeah.
Cleanse the power.
Wish me luck.
Well, speaking of food, there's a fast food restaurant that brought back something that I think many of us probably didn't even know existed in the first place.
I didn't.
And it's kind of trippy. We're going to tell you what's happening during the Daily Migs download after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by SeattleBoatShow.com. This morning on the Today Show, things got kind of interesting as McDonald's welcomed back one of their mascots, which I didn't even know existed. And here's how it all went down.
We got two special guests on the plaza. McDonald's iconic mascot, viral sensation, Savannah Grimace is here.
Oh, my God. Grimace. Guess what he brought?
His joyful, generous, green Irish relative.
Wow.
Uncle O'Grimacy.
Haven't seen Uncle O'Grimacy in a while. He's a fan favorite in the 70s. It's been decades since Uncle O'Grimacy has graced us with his pleasure.
Oh, I didn't know he was gracing us with pleasure.
Wow.
Uncle O'Grimacy. Maybe you need
stay
to
out of the Ronald McDonald House.
That is, I've never heard of him. And then I saw like there's like a 70s commercial, which was kind of funny, just seeing Uncle O'Grimacy. And this is what he sounds like.
My Uncle O'Grimacy is coming to visit, and I didn't get him a present.
Ah, a shamrock shake. Coming up.
Oh, shouldn't he call a house, me little nephew?
Here, Uncle O'Grimacy.
Oh, you shouldn't have a shamrock shake, I take it. Oh, it's great. It's green. Where on earth can we get more?
There's only one place on earth to get a shamrock shake. McDonald's.
Man, things were crazy back in the 70s with McDonald's.
Yeah, I have never heard of that guy.
No, but now I kind of want a shamrock shake.
Let's go.
It's shamrock shake season, everybody. Hey, as far as weather, we are hitting a high of 39 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Uncle O'Grimacy. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.